This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special Audience of One bonus show. And here in the studio, we're so lucky to have one of the top comics ever to play my clubs. You've seen him on TV, movies, radio. You've seen him on radio. He was a regular at my clubs and even had his own comic book. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Baby Man Bruce Baum. Bruce, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you. And you people, thank you, folks. Sit down, sit down. And
Bruce, thanks for joining me. I want to talk about some of the great stuff you have coming up for the holidays. But what's happening in the funny side of the world?
Well, I don't know if it's funny, but I just lost a little bit of money.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, I opened up my feng shui store in a very bad location.
Your feng shui store is in a bad location?
Yeah, can you believe that?
No.
I know. I just got over, well, I still have. I've got tambourine fever and I can't shake it. So... And now maybe you can answer this question for me.
I'll try.
You can't say Siamese twins anymore, can you?
I don't know.
I'll say conjoined.
Conjoined. Oh, conjoined, okay.
For conjoined twins, does it take three to tango?
That seems like the math would work.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, your studio here is in, well, it's in like the corner of Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks.
Which is where I was raised. I was raised in Sherman Oaks and Van Nuys.
Oh, you were raised right near here.
I went to Van Nuys High School.
Wow.
And I got yanked off stage in the middle of the speech running for president. When I ran for office in junior high and high school, I used to, basically, I wasn't a comic. You couldn't be back then. But all I did was jokes.
Right.
And I would win the election.
Right.
So in high school, they make you turn your speech in first so that principal and everybody can read it. Well, I guess they read it wrong because I did do what I wrote. But the joke I got yanked off for. Now, Van Nuys High School, and maybe they still have it. They used to have a farm. So you could take classes on how to, you know, raise animals and be, you know, a farmer.
Right, right.
So I said in my speech, and by the way, I'm very adept at farm and rural activities. As a matter of fact, we used to have a farm. I remember one day I was taking the bull down the road to mate with one of our cows, and one of the neighbors said, "Where are you going with the bull?" And I said, "Well, I'm taking it down the road to mate with one of our cows." And the man said, "Well, can't your dad do that?" And I said, "No, it's got to be a bull." I was yanked the minute I got off stage.
Really? Yeah. That seems like a pretty clean joke.
Well, back then in high school, and they pulled it out. I said, I didn't make that, was in the speech. And they pulled it out, and you can't do it the second. It was two assemblies.
You can't do it in the second assembly. Well, you're from Van Nuys now. How did they come up with the name Van Nuys?
Well, now the story goes that when the explorers came over the hill and saw the valley, one of them raised his hand to his forehead and shielded his eyes and went, "Van Nuys, Van Nuys."
He was one of the Jewish explorers.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains a lot.
Moishe the Blackbeard.
So how did you like growing up around Sherman Oaks and Van Nuys?
I love it. This is my old stomping grounds. As a matter of fact, people used to say, "Will you please stop stomping?" I said, "I have to. So later on, I can say this was my stomping grounds." So, but, you know, you could ride your bike all over the place. You can't do that now. It's all skyscrapers and
yeah, it's changed. I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, back then you're a young man, but it's changed a bit.
Yeah, but it was a great place to grow up. It was kind of like happy days. You know, I had great friends that I still friends with now.
Yeah, how is Potsy?
Potsy's doing great. And I'll tell you how we got his name later.
It was not legal then either. Hey, Bruce, thanks for dropping by the studio and sharing a little bit of humor with us. But I know when you're semi-retirement, you're growing peppers. What are you doing with those?
I'm growing peppers. I grow ghost peppers, habaneros. Ooh,
that's the hot
serrano
stuff.
That's hot. But not, they used to be the hottest in the world. Now they're making even hotter ones.
Wow.
But I think you lose taste and sacrifice or taste
limbs.
For heat and limbs when you get above the ghost pepper thing. My ghost peppers are very tasty. Each plant is grown in its own grow bag and individually attended to.
Wow, that was very special. Now, we have the holidays coming up. Might there be some hot sauces available to the public?
Yes, there is. If you go to nogginblast.com, we've got one of the hottest ones is Ghost Peppers of Christmas Past.
Great name.
Then we've got one that's a conglomeration of peppers. That means a lot of peppers, different kinds. Called Come All Ye Peppers.
I love these names.
We've got one made out of jalapeno peppers called Deck the Halls with Jalapeno.
Wow. So you have a real holiday package. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for that special gift, make sure to check out nogginblast.com, N-O-G-G-I-N-B-L-A-S-T. Some great holiday gift ideas. And hey, isn't there a new dry rub?
We got a new dry rub that you can put on anything edible or that you could put your mouth on.
Okay. Now I don't know anything about dry rubs. It's usually, you know, salt, pepper, maybe some paprika. Mm. Are you using the peppers?
I'm using peppers, smoked paprika.
Ooh.
And lots of garlic, onions. And in each bottle of the rub, which you can rub on. And a lot of people don't want sauce all over their fingers and stuff.
Right.
So you can put a rub on to give it some flavor. But in each bottle, I put a dried habanero or ghost pepper to keep the flavor and the aroma, you know, fresh. And if it's not hot enough for you, because I don't want to make it too hot. I don't want people to
not enjoy it.
Right, and figure they ruin their meat.
Right. We don't
nothing want worse than ruining your meat.
Hate to beat your meat.
Yeah. Well, you can beat it. You just don't want to ruin it.
So
you can beat it too much, you know.
So I'm not a culinary expert, but you can use the dry rub as is. But if you do want a little heat, you take this pepper, grind it up yourself in your fingers.
You can do it with your fingers. You know, I would put some
just
gloves
add it
on.
To the...
Don't touch the peppers and grind them and then not. You got to be careful of what you touch afterwards. Most people will say don't rub your eyes or nose. I say don't go to the bathroom without.
It sounds like sound advice, Bruce.
It's sound advice. And if you do not wash your hands, you'll hear sounds of,
emanating
of
from
no
the
advice.
Bathroom. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Baum sharing a little bit of humor and some great holiday gift ideas from nogginblast.com. Check out the holiday hot sauces and his new dry rub. Bruce, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for letting me be joined.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned this Sunday. Another great show. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.